More than 100 schools in Oklahoma should be engaged in distance learning during the month of August, based on Oklahoma State Department of Education's guidelines. But State Impact's Robbie Korth and the Oklahoman's Nerea Martinez-Keel found that less than 10 are actually following that recommendation. Here are the details of their joint investigation.
Back in July, Nerea and I attended a State Board of Education meeting virtually. We listened to hours of explanation and debate on a robust plan for schools to follow in order to reopen safely amid the coronavirus pandemic. Nerea, what was that plan?
It was a complex plan, Robbie, but basically it boiled down to this. If there was any level of community spread, school districts should require masks. If there were a certain number of cases per capita in a county, schools would be required to pivot to distance learning, much like they did in the spring.
But these were only proposals, right?
That's right. In the end, the board voted 4-3 to make the plan only a set of guidelines. Schools were encouraged to follow them, but they weren't required to. Board member Estella Hernandez of Oklahoma City said she trusted districts to make the best decisions for themselves and didn't want to push any mandates onto them.
Are we going to allow our democracy to be at work?
So we decided to take a look around the state and see what school districts were doing when they could make a choice. We zoomed in on counties that, under the state's guidelines, would have been required to start out the school year remotely in the month of August. We found some pretty interesting stuff, didn't we, Nerea?
Yes. First of all, like you said, Robbie, the schools we looked at would have been required to start out virtually in August if their counties were at this threshold, but we found only 6 out of 136 that actually did that.
Wow. That's not very many.
No. Now, almost every district offered an alternative online-only option for students, but that's supposed to be a given as schools operate during the pandemic.
Yeah, so is masking in places where there's community spread of COVID-19. But we found that there really weren't very many mask mandates, even in these counties where community spread was the worst.
That's correct. Masking is recommended by places like the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the state of Oklahoma. And masks are required for students and staff in roughly a third of the 136 districts we surveyed in COVID-19 hotspots.
It seems like there are part of the plans, like having options to go online, that are being followed consistently, and parts that are being flat out ignored, like a requirement to go virtual when there's a certain level of community spread. Why is that?
Well, people are making unique decisions, and they're making them based on community input. This is what Terry Hustis, superintendent of Westville Public Schools in Adair County, had to say about it.
But what it does, it puts more pressure on me, and I take more custody because the decision is with me, not somebody's not telling me what to do.
Hustis says part of him wishes the state had taken the decision out of his hands. But then again, they wouldn't be able to create their own individual plan, so it's kind of been a blessing.
Yeah. Westville plans to use a rotational schedule where half of the district's kids come for 2 days and the other half come for 2 others. Fridays are for distance learning. But, he says, their plan is unique. In the 11 school districts in Adair County, which is nestled on the Arkansas border, no two plans are alike.
And State Schools Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister says that because there is the possibility for so many different plans, it can lead to bad decisions being made. She continues to advocate for a mask mandate for schools. She says local education leaders can't ignore basic science.
It is troubling when I think about districts just forging ahead as if this is the start of school 2019. It isn't.
We talked to a lot of people and reviewed a lot of plans. Only one district that we know of in these hot zones is following the plan exactly as outlined by the state. But that's what the majority of the Board of Education wanted. Local districts to make local decisions.
That's right. School leaders are definitely borrowing from the state, but they are making their own determinations as they please.
And we'll see what happens as the school year goes on. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth with the Oklahoman Newspaper's Nerea Martinez-Keel.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. This story was made possible by the Oklahoma Media Center, a partnership including State Impact and the Oklahoman Newspaper. You can read Robbie and Nerea's full story on the Oklahoman's or State Impact's websites.